A rare, somewhat awkward legal twist. Montgomery County's district attorney must now decide whether to bring perjury charges against Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane. Suffice to say, it won't be an easy decision, as WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
In December, a Norristown-based grand jury recommended that Kathleen Kane be charged with perjury, obstruction of justice, and other offenses. This after she allegedly leaked sealed grand jury materials to reporters in order to embarrass her predecessors. Kane has since argued that a Montgomery County judge wrongly assigned a special prosecutor to the case. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, however, has shot down that argument, which means Kane's fate is now in the hands of Montgomery County District Attorney Risa Vetri Furman. Veteran prosecutor George Perry, who is not connected to the case, says that's pretty unusual. For starters, typically the prosecutor who leads a grand jury decides whether to file charges.
And the local district attorney ordinarily would be on the same side of just about any issue you could think of in terms of law enforcement.
The case is also a bit of a political hot potato for Furman, says Terry Madonna, director of the Center for Politics and Public Affairs at Franklin and Marshall College. Furman is a Republican. Kane is a Democrat. What's more, Furman is running to be a judge this year.
Republicans, if she doesn't prosecute, doesn't bring charges, then, you know, not being very happy with her about it. Democrats, conversely, if she does, being unhappy with it. I don't think there's a situation which she faces that doesn't have some political downside to it.
Furman declined an interview but released a statement saying the case will be reviewed with a, quote, commitment to fairness, integrity, and justice. There's no deadline for the DA to make up her mind. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.